The case of Afghanistan, it's particularly important to be part of the first time this day is celebrated. And we have a law here, we have a commission that's struggling to work properly without a budget, and they are doing very well. Organizing this day is helping to that. It's helping to the law to be fully implemented, and it's helping to the work that the Oversight Commission and other organizations are doing towards that.
And why the implementation of this law is important for Afghans?
In immediate terms, because there's a particular ongoing problem, it's important to counteract corruption, because then through the implementation of the law means transparency and accuracy and accountability, it could have an immediate effect on fighting corruption. In a more substantial way, and in general, there's no real development without people's participation, and there's no people participation without knowing what is going on and being able to say, I don't agree, or I agree, and then become supportive. Ultimately, a government is at your service, and you should be able to know what the government plans for your life. It's as simple as that. But then it could happen that in your neighborhood the garbage is not being collected and you have all the right to go and say what's going on.
And what has been done already?
There's been a lot of work to arrive to the point where a new government approved an access to information law. That was December 14. Then afterwards the Oversight Commission that is created by the same law was put together. And so a lot has been done, because fortunately this is a very active Oversight Commission with a very good and clear leadership.
And what are the next urgent steps that should be taken, and who will be responsible for that to make happen?
There are specific sectors that are fundamental for the full implementation of the law in any country, you know, which is civil society organizations, including the private sector, and media. Media and civil society are bridges for people, because people need to become aware of this. But also in a specific situation like the Afghan one, it's more than becoming aware. It's like saying, oh, I can put questions. But this is even a family issue, no? It's not only regarding the public authorities. That's a combined number of issues, but the challenge is to manage to do this all together and in a programmed way.